Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Imagine a person who is in need and knows that if he knocks in a particular individual's door, his need will be met. What would he do? Naturally, he would ask and beg. Since Allah is my Rabb and as such I am in need of Him at all times, it is vital that I ask Him for help in all matters and I beg at His door only. This action is called dua, and in fact an expression of my relationship with Allah. Or as the Quran says, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي, my Lord will not pay attention or any attention to you or have no relationship with you were it not for dua. لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Allah addresses the Prophet and tells him that وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, if any of my servants come to you, O Prophet, and asks about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, then tell them that I am very close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي, I respond to the dua of the one who calls out to me. إِذَا دَعَانِي, when he calls out and begs from me. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam tells us, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالدُّعَى, make dua, فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَقَرَّبُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ, since nothing will take you closer to Allah the way dua does. Dua therefore is an expression of an understanding of the truth. Dua is begging at the door of the All-Merciful, and as such is a recognition of our weakness and need of Him, as well as our complete hope in Him and want for that which He has. Of what? Of eternity and perfection.